Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Mark.
Now, before we get into shenanigans and hijinks, Gina told me to ask you about the Beat bracelet.
Oh, I'm in love with this idea.
Yeah.
I call it Beats by Ace, so it sort of ties my name into it. I went out and celebrated my birthday a few months back by eating at a big family-style restaurant, and we had lunch, and it was in Napa, and Jimmy Kimmel paid for everything, so it was all kosher and dilled, and they served piles of beet salad, and I love beets. So not only did I eat my pile of beets, but I was eating everyone else's beets, because that's the sort of Mason-Dixon line of everyone who's over 40 loves beets and everyone who's under 40 hates beets. So I ate my beets and half the table's beets. And the following morning, after my constitution, I stood up and looked down at the toilet. Now, to be fair, we got drunk and or high later on in the day and had sort of forgotten about lunch. And I thought that my innards had just spilled out in the bowl of the toilet. And I was mortified. And I you know, yelled at my wife to get the kids to gather them around so I could speak to them. And there's no time to call in even a helicopter. These are going to be my last words. And then I realized I'd eaten beets 12 hours earlier at this big farm-style restaurant. But I thought to myself, if they gave you that cool Lance Armstrong type bracelet with the beats, you know, purple colored Beats by Ace, you would have this thing. And then while you're on the pot, when you glance down, you just look at your wrist and start laughing.
A little reminder.
A little reminder. And we could do a golden one for golden beats. Not that it presents the same set of troubles, but it'd still be a fun little novelty.
Yeah.
And then I thought it'd be funny if later on in the day I was just walking through a farmer's market or something and I saw someone else with the beets bracelet. But hey, did you get the goat cheese? How'd you do it? Did you walnuts? It'd be fun. And maybe you could even get it stamped, so maybe the 10th time you ordered the beet salad, it came free.
Community.
Gather the kids around. These are my last words.
Yeah.
I have an idea for an asparagus hat, which is different, but it sort of lets the guy who walks in the bathroom know, why don't you give it a urinal or two.
A wide berth.
Slide in right next to me.
Now, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Adam Carolla, and those of you that are not familiar with podcasting, this man is called the Pod Father. And the reason for that is that he was the first to show the rest of us that podcasting can be successful and financially successful. This man hosts out of his studio like 10 podcasts that I don't know where you find the time in the day, but he works sun up till sundown and really has done a fantastic job with that. How are things going in the world of podcasting?
They're great. First off, I don't want to be humble there, but I was known as the Podfather in high school. It's an old nickname. It just happened to fit now. So it's fortuitous that something was invented called podcasting, so it seems like it. All those peas I ate in high school really paid off. It's the weirdest thing. I was wrestling with it last night because I have to go in. I have to drop my kids off at school, and then I'm going to go do two podcasts with Dr. Drew, then I'm going to do my podcast with Gina, and then I'm going to do one with Michael Imperioli and another one with some philanthropists that's saving the world.
Wow.
And I was sort of sitting around last night, I was going, damn, five. I got to do five of these things tomorrow. And then I had to, like, slap myself with a flip-flop and go, you're going to your studio, you're turning the air conditioning on, and you're talking to really interesting people. And you used to go to a roof in Van Nuys and yell at Mexicans what to get you from 7-Eleven.
So, to be fair, sometimes he went to 7-Eleven to get everything.
I would do the run, yeah.
He has a book. I don't know where you find the time for all this. He has a book and a DVD, Winning the Racing Life of Paul Newman. The Paul Newman documentary is now on DVD and Blu-ray. You can order that on Amazon. What are we going to see with this?
This is based on the book, Winning the Racing Life of Paul Newman. It is it's just a really good documentary about Paul Newman and his four national driving championships and just a whole nother side to Paul Newman. But it only focuses on Paul's professional driving. It's not a documentary about his career in movies. It's a documentary about something that people didn't know about, but that he was super passionate about, which was racing.
And I got to tell you, I've seen it twice, once at the theater and once at home, and it is excellent. I mean, you think you know Paul Newman because you know him as an actor. I didn't know this story. I was blown away, and it's super inspiring.
Well, Adam, yeah. you're a big fan of racing. Did you know that Mark lives next door to Rusty Wallace?
No, I didn't. I mean, you know, I heard my kids and wife sort of talking about it in the kitchen the other day, but I thought, you know, a bunch of hearsay and nonsense. And then my son said, I thought it was Dick Trickle, and then an argument broke out, and I just kind of kept walking. Cause, you know, if I bought into half the stuff they're arguing about, I wouldn't have time to do my five podcasts. But now, no, I thought they were just screwing around. I didn't know that was real.
Now, Adam, for some reason, I want to know the answer to this. Seeing as how we just finished it, what is Halloween like at the Corolla house?
Halloween is it's 7 weeks of a slow lead into what my 9-year-old daughter is going to wear, and this Amazon thing has kind of ruined it for everybody because this computer is a magical thing that can do anything and fix any ill. And you know, so my wife has to spend an hour a night on the computer looking for cheerleading outfits for my daughter. My son doesn't care. I did the super cop-out, not proud of it move, where I left the pumpkin filled with candy on the front porch, but I was home. And then somebody paid me back by stealing the entire pumpkin, which I'm sort of happy about, that, you know, kids are still kids. And that was about it for me. And also I get angry that they don't get popcorn balls and all the junk we got. It's just Snickers bars and, you know, peanut butter cups. Like, it's all premium. Like, all the stuff we used to trade for, like, you know, we'd give you, like, I'll give you a 14 packs of Razzles for one bite of your Milky Way bar. It's all top shelf stuff.
Now, this guy, check this out. Not only does he have five podcasts to do, he is going to two Ralph's locations today. Adam Carolla and Ralph's, meant to go together. This is today. He's signing bottles and meeting fans. 11 o'clock, he's going to be at 2909 Rolling Hills Road in Torrance, and then 1230, 2700 North Sepulveda, Manhattan Beach.
Not today.
That should be Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Oh, sorry, that's not on there. My bad. Okay, because I was about to say, you got five shows and those appearances. Crazy.
Now, when it says Saturday.
The bottles, is that your wine?
That's my signature cocktail, Mangria. I made it. Now it comes out of Napa, and it's... Gina will tell you. It's good for what else, yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. It tastes delicious, so you don't realize it's knocking you cold flat out on your ass. It is amazing.
And you know how much booze it takes Gina to fall backwards? Just to hit her ass, you know there's a lot of booze in there.
Thank you.
A forward fall.
Thank you.
For information on anything Corolla, you simply go to CorollaDrinks.com. Adam, I mentioned to you last time you were on the show, I said, you and I are beginning a bromance, and I said whenever David Letterman had a guest that fell out, he would have Regis come in, and that I wanted to be your Regis. And then you graciously said, well, Mark, I don't know, you know, Regis was really funny. I'm still waiting on that phone call, Adam.
It shall come. You can come back on the show anytime you like.
Well, I am here for you. I live in your world. It is yours, and I simply am here to breathe the air.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, anyone who has Denny Hamlin for a neighbor is okay by me.
Adam, by the way, again, the DVD is Winning the Racing Life of Paul Newman. It is a documentary. It is now on DVD and Blu-ray. Order that on Amazon or iTunes. And if you want to check out Adam's podcast, but you don't know what they are or how to get them, the world of podcasting is fantastic. Go to iTunes and you'll see up on the top podcasts. Click on that and just explore the world. If you are a fan of scuba diving at night, there is a podcast about that.
I am, actually. Yep.
And well, AdamCarolla.com is where you can go for all things Adam, as well as CarollaDrinks.com.
Adam, the absolute best to you. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Say hi to Smokey Eunuch.